Monday, June 2nd. You get into work this morning, your job will be to go over to everyone's desk and change their calendar. Ask them first. I think it's a little rude to just go up and pull out their thumbtack and move their calendar. But there's something about every month, especially if you have a calendar that has pictures on it. You never know if you didn't cheat and looked on the back to see what was on this month. It's a whole new picture. Changing your office a little bit. How would you like to make your office somewhere outdoors, under the treetops? Bring your coworkers with you. Get a whole different understanding and experience about them. And that's a little bit about the idea behind Common Ground. And Rick Krahovic, the executive director, joins us this morning to talk about that and the new canopy tours. When I said canopy tours, I was thinking canopies, you know, like a tent or some kind of cover. And then I'm realizing you're talking about the tree canopies, right?
Exactly, yes, the treetop canopy.
Talk a little bit about this new kind of zip line experience that's been put in over at Common Ground.
Yeah, we're very excited to launch it. Today is our opening day. And the idea originally with canopy tours kind of came from studying the rainforest. You know, they would get up into the treetops to study. And over time, they realized how much fun it was, and it kind of became an ecotourism kind of activity that has then come to the United States, and a lot of people are building them here, and they've become very popular. We chose to do it for a couple of reasons. One is that it's kind of a natural extension of what we already do. We get people out in nature. We do an earth camp for kids in the summertime. So it's a natural part of what we do to try and connect people with the natural environment. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is sustainability. As a small nonprofit in Loudoun County and anywhere, it's always challenging to fund yourself and find enough revenue. And Common Ground, like many of the other nonprofits here in the area, we go to the local foundations for funding over and over and over again. And we're trying to figure out a way to become less reliant on philanthropic dollars and more self-reliant and generate more of our own revenue. So it kind of has two purposes. One is to kind of extend our mission and the work we already do, but also to help us become more sustainable.
When this process was started, do you go to a company who specializes in putting together canopy tours, and what is that like, and who are these people?
Yeah, there are some builders in the United States that build canopy tours, and the company we worked with is out of Michigan, and they're called Steps Incorporated, and they've built them all over the country. It is a very specialized kind of build.
Now, do they build structures specifically for the zip lining and other ways to get through there, or do you utilize the existing trees and things like that?
It's mostly the existing trees. At the very beginning of our tour, they built a tower. It's about 45 feet tall, and that's the starting point. After you're on the tower, from that point on, and it's about a 2.5 to 3 hour experience, from that point on, you're in the trees. And so it's a there's actually 13 tree platforms up high in the tree. And then between them, there's a series of zip lines, sky bridges that are, you know, floating. There's three of those. There's one floating aerial staircase, and there's a rappel station at the end. And the longest zip line is the last one. It's over 850 feet. So a lot of people think when they hear zip line, we're talking about one line.
Right.
This is, and that's why we're focusing on calling it a canopy tour and not just a zip line, because it's the experience is much more than just riding a zip, you know. And so we interweave, it's a lot of fun, but we also interweave some environmental education and talk about the trees and the Vermilion River Valley where we're at and stuff to make it interesting. And
so there's a guide that goes along?
Oh, yeah, there's guides.
Okay.
And there's two guides. One leads, one follows, and the groups can be up to 8 people. So there'll be 10 people at a time up in the trees going, and we can start a new group, you know.
Sure.
So,
and you're in communication with them, the group ahead of how things are going or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you taken this canopy?
I did. I did it last Saturday for the first time. It was very exciting, and it turned out even better than I thought it was going to. We've been working on this from conception to now for about 2.5 years, and they've been building since October. So for the last several months, I've been walking around with my head looking up at everything. So last Saturday, I got to experience it for the first time.
What are the views like that you could
see? Oh, spectacular. There's nothing like being in the treetops. You know, it's just such an uncommon, unusual perspective of the environment. And the property, because we're in the Vermilion River Valley, it's there's lots of ravines and lots of elevation change. So there's times when you're zipping, you're at least 100 feet over the ground.
Do the creatures that are normally roaming the canopies wonder who their new neighbors are?
They probably do, yeah.
Because, I mean, this is like you're living like a squirrel for the most part.
Yeah, you're in the trees. It's really a unique experience.
And how are you offering this then to the general public? Do they reserve a space, time?
Yes, people can reserve online. If you go on to our website at commongroundcenter.org, you'll see the canopy tour section. And you can hit book now, and then it pulls up a calendar, and you pick a date and a time, and you can do everything and register right online.
You've had the experience, I'm sure others have too, in testing it out.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the feeling of it?
For me, the exciting part is the perspective and being in the trees. I mean, it's really fun to be on a zip line, especially some of the longer ones. Because it's just you and this cable. So, you know, it's very free feeling. I personally am not really afraid of heights, and so it doesn't scare me. But in our group that I went with last weekend, there was a couple people who were kind of nervous and one person who's terrified of heights. And they both did great because the safety in it, you're clipped in. With two clips at all times. I mean, all times. When you're transferring from a zip line to a sky bridge or any part of the tour, you're never not clipped. So it's very safe, and that element of that helped them really calm down and feel like, you know, this was okay. So by the first or second zip, they were in and they were fine.
We're talking today with Rick Rohovic, the executive director of Common Ground, about their canopy tours. Where are you located if people haven't been out to Common Ground before?
We're located on Baird Road, which is about 5 miles west of downtown Oberlin. If people are familiar with the Boy Scout camp, that's one road over, and the Girl Scout camp's two roads over from us. So if you're familiar with that area, Southern Loring County, about 5 miles west of downtown Oberlin.
And what are the main, you talked about having programs for kids and also for adults. What's the main purpose for Common Ground?
Our purpose is really to try and help people realize their potential. You know, we do personal and professional development programs for youth and adults. We work with the schools. We work with businesses and organizations who bring groups out, their staff groups out for workplace retreats. And we focus on different things. Some of it is very focused on team building and cooperation and trust and things like that. With kids, we work on social skill development. We definitely do anti-bullying kind of programming. But a lot of stuff we do, we always include some experiential component to it. So we do outdoor adventure challenge games and activities, things like that, which are metaphors for the kind of work that we're doing.
I suppose with the warmer weather now, you like this kind of, because you're allowed to utilize the outdoors a lot more.
Yes,
than you had.
We do programs year-round at Common Ground, but certainly spring to fall is our busiest time when we're able to do the most because of the weather.
For kids, of course, this would be a lot of fun. You know,
it would.
Going through the trees and all that. What do you, in addition to that, what do you think they'll get out of it?
I think one of the things I'm really excited about is the work that we might be able to do with schools related to science, because we can teach about the trees, we can teach about the river, the animals in the river, the Vermilion River Valley in general. So there's a very strong component of environmental education that could be worked in working with school groups who come. And we really want that. So we're offering, you know, some pretty deep discounts for school groups to come, because we want to get the kids in the trees and have them learn from that experience. So there's a couple ways to approach it. There are some people who are thrill seekers and they want to do a zip line and they want to come and experience that. And they're not really going to care a whole lot about, you know, the kind of the environmental education component. And then there are other people who are real nature enthusiasts who want to have that experience because they want to see, you know, the natural environment from the treetops and have that experience and learn a little bit about the trees. So when public groups are coming in, we kind of balance that. But if a school group came in, it would probably be pretty heavily focused on, you know, the environmental education component of it.
See, when you said school, I thought I was thinking science, more like physics, velocity, gravity.
That yeah, all of that. That you're right. Thing, you're right.
As you can
see, that's a possibility too.
Of course, kids like climbing trees, and this just gives them an excuse to be up there without anyone yelling, mm-hmm. "How are you going to get back down?"
Right, right.
But you would probably say, "Do not try this at home."
Definitely not. It's a very complex experience building this, because there's really high set standards. There's they're an international organization called the Association for Challenge Course Technology, and they set all the standards. So how it's built, the materials you use, but also the training for the guides, how they are trained and everything. This is when they have to become nationally certified by ACCT in order to be a guide. So the training is really extensive. How it's built is really specific in terms of set standards. So it's very safe, and it's built, like I said, according to national standards.
This is a 2.5 to 3 hour tour. And
yes.
You mentioned there's like about eight, maybe, or different types of things along the way. How much of a rest is in between?
You're pretty much going the whole time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the rest periods happen when you're when you get to one of the treetop platforms. Okay. Obviously, you're waiting for the other people to get to you before
sure.
you go on to the next one. So there are a few minutes that you're waiting on the platforms in between, which is a great opportunity for us to share a little bit about the Vermilion
right.
River.
And you're waiting for the one person who has a little cold feet, and they're going to go. But I guess it works well if you're doing it in a group as opposed to by yourself. You have other people cheering you on, supporting you to
yes.
try something. And as you talk about trying to find out what's in you.
Exactly.
You know,
I think some people definitely push their limits on what they believe they're capable of, or facing fears and things like that.
Is there a cost for people?
Yeah.
Obviously, at the beginning, you were talking about how it is for people, because this is another way that you can actually raise funds to do your
right. It's $87 a person to do, and that is a national average. You know, some places they're more expensive, a few places they're less expensive, but on average, that's about the cost. And then we have group discounts for corporations, organizations, schools, and then if larger groups, like from a church group or a family reunion, you know, there's a lot of group pricing that's on our website as well.
Do you look, is this maybe as a tourist stop?
Because
I don't know where another one of these is close by in Ohio.
Yeah, unless it's changed. Last I knew, there were eight in Ohio. Most of them are in the Hocking Hills area, you know, southern Ohio. There's one in Columbus. There's one down near Mansfield. So in northern Ohio, we're the only one, or we're the first one. So there's not really anywhere around here close by to have an experience like this. So we definitely anticipate tourists. In fact, we anticipate that the majority of the people who come and do the Canopy Tour will not be local people.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we want all the local people to come, and I'm sure they will. But the bulk of your audience come from a couple hours away. So it is a tourism thing, and it is a something that we're hoping to help with community development as a whole. Not only are we trying to help ourselves, you know, become more sustainable as a nonprofit organization, but we don't provide food service. We don't have overnight accommodations. So people that are coming in are going to need to stop and get gas. They're going to go to the store. They might want to make a day or weekend trip out of it, stay at a local hotel, eat at our restaurants, you know. So we definitely are hoping that the clients and people that come in from out of the area to Common Ground for this Canopy Tour will also spend some of their money elsewhere in Loring County and stay here for a little while and see what else this area has
sure.
to offer.
It'll piggyback off of Oberlin just being right
exactly.
there for people.
Yeah. And the metro parks and Visit Loring County. I mean, there's some wonderful, great things going on in Loring County that a lot of people don't know about. You know, the back roads and beaches, the bike trail, you know, the metro parks, the lake, canoeing. There's so many things. The wineries. There's a lot of bed and breakfast kind of places out there. There's a lot of really exciting things going on in Loring County that a lot of people don't know about. So we're hoping to kind of connect people who come for the Canopy Tour, who hear about the Canopy Tour. We're hoping to connect them with other things that are going on in the county. And hopefully, you know, there'll be some level of economic development for everybody as part of it.
It's the Canopy Tours, Common Ground Canopy Tours, that are now open More Business, as they say. Rick Rehovic, our executive director for Common Ground, joining us today. If people want to find out more of the ticket information, getting a reservation for this, or just maybe even looking at some pictures to see what they are in for if they sign up for this Canopy Tour, where can they go get details on that?
Well, our website is www.commongroundcenter.org. And then on our website, you'll see icons for our Facebook and Twitter that you can connect to. You can call the Canopy Tour if you have specific questions. The number is 440-707-2044. But pretty much everything is on the website.
Sounds good. Rick Rehovic of Common Ground, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate it this morning.
Thanks for having me.